I have the turn signal turned on right there. Which I guess those sorts of things, if they're distracting, I don't know. I don't know what's distracting, whether that's a repetitive noise or whether that's a humming or a hissing in the background. Or maybe it's just acceptable, especially if you know the fact that I'm recording this from a moving vehicle. Then I guess everything's okay. One of the reasons why I'm doing this is just to have another opportunity to record thoughts and have those thoughts that I'm recording as actual content that can be used for training, can be used for the podcast, and maybe this is a podcast on the go. Seems like a big waste of time to be able to drive back and forth to work. It's about an hour one way just to go from where we live to Jackson, where I work, and then that 1 hour coming back home. Usually what I do is listen to podcasts. One of my favorite podcasts is Fizzle. What they do is they focus on people that are starting they're entrepreneurs starting up a business, and they move over from working for somebody else to working for themselves, and they have a membership set up. So the podcast really helps to gain awareness and have people understand or realize that they have expertise in that area. So they started this podcast to go along with their membership program. Fizzle has three people. They've had it started with three guys, and one of the guys ended up going out on his own with his own business, and they picked up this girl out of Chicago that she was their she was part of their member success for their membership program. So they have these training programs. They're online. Being a membership site, what you do is you pay, I think it ends up being like $5 a day or something like that. And you get information, you get all the training that you need. There's a membership forum. There's all the training you would need, different training modules that you can go through. So I really like that podcast. I've been listening to it almost since they started out, and I've kind of gone back and picked up on some of those episodes that I haven't listened to in probably the past 2 years. I think I've caught up to the point where they're in 2017, some point in 2017. In fact, they kind of spun off the girl. She spun off a podcast of her own where she does interviews of females that have started their own business. She does kind of a two-part podcast. It's called Courage and Clarity, and the courage is really how does a person, or in this case they're all female, how does one, or what's that catalyst where one would break away from the job and the safety and security that they have in their job, and they would break away and start their own business. And then the clarity part of it is what were the things that they learned from starting that business. What would they pass on to other people to help them? So it's for, like, let's say episode 1 and 2, it's the same person. It's kind of broken up into two parts. So she'll interview, you know, what the conditions are in the situation that made that person leave that safety and security, and what was the passion that they went through, and what were some of the things that they went through that they knew that they wanted to start a business of their own. And then the clarity part of it was just all the different challenges that they went through and what did they learn from those challenges as they built their successful business.